Hexham's new $2 million glasshouse facility, located at La Trobe University's Research and Development Park, has been officially opened by Federal Member for Corwell, Maria Van Vecchinu.
For the university, it's incredibly beneficial because it raises its status and its profile in this significant area. Universities have to meet the challenges of the 21st century.
Hexham is Australia's first listed agricultural biotechnology company. It develops innovative technologies to increase agricultural productivity by reducing the effects fungal disease has on major crops such as corn.
Hexham has a major contract or partnership with Pioneer DuPont, which is a major US or major international company. And the aim of this partnership is to produce corn plants with enhanced resistance to fungal diseases.
The 1,200 square metre glasshouse is Australia's leading corn transformation facility. Hexham's partnership with corn seed developer and supplier, Pioneer Hybrid International, seeks to help farmers meet growing demands by improving a seed's resistance to fungus through gene technology.
Our aim is to find new genes that confer disease resistance and transfer these genes into corn plants. And in order to do this, we need to have a good facility to do the gene transfer and also a facility for growing up and testing the plants. And we'll be producing up to 10,000 plants per year, which is why we need a new facility of this size.
The Hexham facility is located next to the AgriBio Centre for AgriBioscience, a $288 million investment by La Trobe University and the Victorian Government. A further $94.3 million has been invested by the University and the Federal Government into the new La Trobe Institute of Molecular Science, which will accommodate the Hexham gene discovery team.
I think the Hexham Glasshouse facility is an exciting illustration of the way in which both LIMS and AgriBio will connect with the broader community and make research go from the benchtop all the way through into production, in this case, exciting new production of corn varieties.
Along with the La Trobe Institute for Molecular Science and the Centre for AgriBioscience, the Hexham Glasshouse is set to put La Trobe at the forefront of cutting-edge science.